Good morning. I am Skip Lacour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? You're getting your week off to a good start. Hey, can you do that introduction? Hey, this isn't just a My Morning Connection podcast. This is your Morning Connection podcast too, and I want you to become a part of it. So get your MP3 recording device, your Wave sound file recording device, whatever it is you have on your phone, and email your introduction. You'll get on there and you'll say, "Good morning, I am Joe Blow. I am Jane Doe. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection." You've heard that 72 times now, right? You know the drill. And send that sound file to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I want you to be a part of this process, our morning ritual. I've got a great prize for you. Got a few of them already. I want to wait till I get a whole bunch of them in the bank before I start that process. So become involved in your daily ritual. Thank you so much for listening to me, all the people who can be listening to. You're taking the time to download this podcast, to listen to it streamed live on your phone, on your iPod, whatever it is, making me a part of your day. I really appreciate that. More importantly, congratulations to you for making this investment in yourself to stimulate thought so you can really think about what's important to you in life and what you're doing to get there, or all the things you need to do to get there. You're taking the time to think about it. You're investing in you. You're living up to your promises. You decided that this is something that you want to do. It's something that's going to help you. It has helped you think more clearly, take positive action in the right direction. It's preventing you from wasting your time with the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So you've decided this is something that you want to do. So every single day you listen to this podcast, you're building trust in yourself. And when you have someone who cares about your success, who stepped up and said that they were going to provide this type of time, this Morning Connection podcast, to you, every time you click it, it's there, building trust in other people in ways that maybe it's not so obvious, right? Trust in you, trust in other people. The keys to your success are trust in you and trust in other people, right? You're benefiting in so many ways by listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single morning. Hey, I got a great letter, Miss Jules. Man, very touching. Can't tell you how much I appreciate your feedback. Nice, very kind words. Like I said, very touching, very moving. Miss Jules talked about some things that listening to this podcast and hearing my thoughts, my transparency, me revealing who I am, what I'm all about, all of my strengths, but all my weaknesses and the whole journey I'm going through, got a sense of who I was, and that gave her some faith in people, and in her case, men, right? And what an example that is to other men. And I'll tell you, is that that again, very, very nice thing for you to say. I really appreciate that. But what it really made me think of is this journey of life of, wow, where I am right now. Definitely appreciate this place that I'm in, but I just didn't get here. I think about all the pain and the struggles and the prioritizing things that weren't important, but I thought they were important, and then becoming really good at those things that really were important at the time, but really didn't work towards that man that I really wanted to be. Right, a lot of time, energy, and effort going in what I consider the wrong direction for, you know, my life plan. Right, all that time, energy, and effort, and even mastering things that really weren't that important. And I'll talk more about this. You'll get glimpses of it every time you listen to this podcast. Definitely in my upcoming book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain is Your Gain. It's just nice that you see that type of person, because it took me a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of twists and turns, a lot of setbacks, a lot of pain, heartache, victories, defeats, twists and turns to get to this point. And I see it as just something that we're constantly evolving. And we're going to be making adjustments in the way we think and take action, probably until the day we die. And if there's any, if you're younger out there, I know, Miss Jules, that you know you can understand this now, and hopefully you are embracing it now, those statements that I just said. If you're a younger person, and you're really ambitious, and you're really hardworking, and you really, you know, you really enjoy this Morning Connection podcast for what it does for you, right? And your idea is that you're going to just put in the work, be a great person, and then there's going to be this moment in time where you've got it. Now you can just set it and forget it. You know, kind of go on autopilot now that you've worked so hard to set your life up in a certain manner. And I'm here to tell you that my belief, that's not how it works in life. That day that you're kind of done with all the hard stuff, so to speak, where you can just kind of glide, that day's never coming. And it's not because your life isn't going to get better and better and better with all the work that you put in. It's just that you want more and more and more because there's so many things in life, emotions, experiences, feelings, for you to experience, for you to have that overall quality of life. And while you're focusing on some things, you're not going to be focusing on other things, right? And that's okay. But when you get, you know, some boxes checked off in your life, some feelings, some experiences checked off, then you'll just want more and more. And then you'll have to use that same mindset, skill set, that same mental adjustments, pushing yourself to the next level, accountability, follow through with the ups and downs and all arounds to check off all those other things in life, right? So it's just a continual process. And so I've pretty much accepted the fact that this whole journey, this whole game, this whole jigsaw puzzle, combination lock is something that I'm going to be tinkering with until the day that I die. And I'm okay with that. That's good, right? I embrace that. I think, Miss Jules, you're kind of understanding that maybe a lot more. Another thing is, I was watching a documentary movie of TLC. It's the most popular women's R&B group, TLC. It's a trio of women. It's playing on MTV right now, a documentary. They've got a new album. If you know anything about the group, one of their members died, I'm not sure, ten years ago. So they're kind of making this comeback. And again, in the 90s, they were the most celebrated, successful women's R&B group. And lots of Grammys back in the times. For me, it was, I really enjoyed this documentary on MTV for a couple of reasons. One is that all their songs that were very popular, right, were in the 90s. And if you're a young person, you're kind of going to kind of laugh at this, you know, because this is how old people think, right? There'll be a time where you're going to be thinking this way too, where the music, if you're into music, the popular music, it's going to time stamp your life, right? That you'll always hear a song and it'll remind you of a period of your life. And that's probably already happening to you. Even if you're 25 years old, you'll remember when you were in high school, right? And the more emotional state you're in, the more challenges, the more excitement, the more growth you go on life, the more that those songs of that period of time will be emblazoned into your nervous system, okay? The more you'll remember it. And so for me, the 90s signify all the growth, of me taking the risk. I mean, it may not seem like a big deal to some people at that time, especially what I've done since I quit my job that I worked for 15 years at the grocery store. But that was a big deal to me at the time, leaving all that security. I worked very hard for, you know, all those benefits and the pay and the hours. Worked very hard. So for me, it was very risky, but something I just had to do to become the man I am today, sharing my thoughts with you today. Very scary, but yeah, I just remember, and I shared the Saturdays at the gym and the camaraderie and this whole new thing, this whole bodybuilding thing, the love and the passion, and, you know, the whole new group and going to the local contest on, you know, Saturdays and, you know, really putting in a lot of time, energy, effort, again, the camaraderie, the physical growth, the mental growth, the stretching myself, and then all the steps and this whole new thing of mastery and of not just with my body, but coaching people, all the places in the world that I traveled because of it, all the people that I met, all the things that I experienced, and a lot of pain, and a lot of pain that, you know, I don't talk about a whole lot, all the disconnect, the loneliness, just a period of time with that just stretched myself, a lot of emotion. And so, you know, TLC, their songs, man, I could tell you, you know, Scrubs, man, I know exactly where I was, what was going on in my life, right? That whole period of time, actually, you know, I joke around with my wife a lot, every time there's that distinct 90s music, because it always takes me back to a great place. A lot of emotion. I could just feel the tingling. You know, that's definitely stamped in the soundtrack of my life, right? You know. So the other thing is, man, all the ups and downs, and you know what the success and the things that appear to have success, and all the things that they went through. And it just makes me think every time I hear those documentaries, watch those documentaries. Biographies, is that, man, nobody's gone through this life without a lot of pain, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of challenges. And, you know, we can observe and go, wow, I have so much respect for them. Or, man, how do they bounce back from that, right? And at the same time, don't we go, well, I'm glad you went through that. And it doesn't seem so insurmountable to us. And we're glad that they made it through. It's very inspiring, right? Now, look at your own life. You know, look at all the ups and downs and all the pain and tragedies and the tough breaks that you've gone through, right? And you're still here kicking. You're still here making it better and better. You're getting up every single day and knocking it down. How inspirational would that be to other people? If they knew about that, you know, maybe that should be inspirational to you instead of something maybe that you hide, something that you're ashamed of, and you think you got all the bad breaks. When you see these people who really achieved a lot or somebody that you respect really made their mark on the world in one particular area, they've gone through things just like you, if not worse. And maybe that's just all part of all this. So that area of life or those things, all your pain and all your challenges, what if you were to really embrace those? Like, hey, I'm just like that person in the biography who just stepped up and became an inspiration. Hell, they shouldn't worry about all their setbacks. Hey, unfortunately, that happened. Good for them for taking care of it. Couldn't you tell that to yourself? And how much better can your journey be, even with all your setbacks? You know, you embrace that and turn that pain into power. And not just for other people. It's great if you can inspire other people with your story, but your story inspires you, right? It motivates you, right? Just some things to think about. It was moving. I love those type of documentaries. I love those type of biographies. Hey, let's go into our daily disciplines. Our daily disciplines, right? You know what those are. So yesterday, what was that thing that you did that you pushed yourself past your comfort level? And you got yourself to do something, accomplish something that even with your high standards, even all the things that you expect from yourself, that impressed even you. You know, I've been talking about the last couple of days how, you know, I worked hard and I was effective and efficient. I got some really big things done that really alleviate a lot of stress that I didn't even realize I was under, right? And so, you know, I've, you know, been through life enough and all this to know that after you get the big stressful things done, there's going to be that lull if you're not prepared for it. And you got to just be ready to just jump back up there and keep on pouring it on. Don't let up. Create that sense of urgency like you had when you had all the deadlines and all the stress, right? And so, you know, getting that same, I don't know, adrenaline rush of the pressure, it's been hard to manufacture when it's not necessarily there. It's just I have to do the sale job in my own mind, right? And so yesterday was another day. Okay, I need to really put this on and do all these extra things. And what I did is I found myself, right? I found myself just answering emails, accounting, all the things that when you're under the stress of having all these big things with these big deadlines, they're very important to your business, very important to the process, you know, right? But you have to rob Peter to pay Paul, meaning that they're important, but they're not as important. So you shove them aside until you can get to them. Well, so yesterday became a day where I did all those things, right? All the, you know, the button, the hit and run, the sacrifice flies, you know, the basic, the fundamentals that make any business work. And my day was just packed with those boom, 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 boom. You know, not the big, giant, magnificent, world-changing things, right, that I said I was going to get right on top of doing again, right? It was the basic fundamentals. And it had me busy like all day long, right? And I was thinking, hey, wait a second, Skip. You know, you're acting like this isn't important, right? Or you're slacking. You got to do something giant, huge. And I thought about, hey, this is what normal people's jobs are, right? Doing all these things all the time, right? So it was kind of my moment that wow, doing all these things, all the accounting, the paperwork, the follow-up, right? My thing that impressed myself was now the basic things, right? Because I realized because I'm always having some big hurdles to jump over, something huge, that I always kept on, you know, putting those basics further and further down on the priority list. So yesterday, even though I wanted to do another huge, gigantic thing, man, I was Mr. Follow-through on all those things that aren't so glamorous but need to be done. So that was my thing that impressed myself. I guess kind of appreciating the fact too, and this kind of goes into the cool moment. So the next question, right, our discipline is, so what was that cool moment for you where life is good, hey, this is all working, there's something that you appreciated about yourself, right? What was that cool moment for you yesterday? And then did you know it right when it was happening? Did you know that when you listened to this Morning Connection podcast this morning, that whatever happened right then and there, that was going to be your cool moment? And then even better, did you have a couple, you said that earlier in the day, oh, this is my cool moment. But then later on, something that was even cooler happened. And you go, oh, I don't know. Which one's going to be the cool moment? See, because I got that email from Ms. Jules, like I said, that was very, very nice. That was definitely a cool moment for me, right? But earlier in the day, my cool moment, you know, expanding on what I was saying before, was, wow, look at all the stuff that I get done, and now I'm doing normal human stuff. What a good, normal, hardworking person do, and that seems so pale in comparison to all the other mode I'm in and all the other things I accomplish. Being simply a good, efficient, normal human being seems like such a letdown, right? That was kind of my other cool moment from the day. So anyway, so what was that thing that you did yesterday that you accomplished that pushed yourself past what you normally would do? It doesn't have to be something huge, right? What was that thing for you that impressed even you yesterday? And then what was that cool moment for you? And then the other thing that we do, right, with our daily disciplines, what's that thing that you want? What's that thing that you really, really want, that you're no longer going to settle? You know, if you were just that kid, you could start life all over again. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think, wow, you know, if I was 5 years old again, and I could go back in time, I guess there's all these movies where you can go back in time and change your fate. The interesting thing about those is when you change this, then you change that, and people don't want to change the good stuff. But anyway, that's always the theme of those type of movies. But if you can keep all the great stuff in your life, but you can go back to your 5 years old and relive it, you know, and the sky's the limit, right? Now that with, you know, whatever, if you're 25, 35, 45 years old, whatever, you know, you can go back all those years and now you have this insight. And of course you would say, I'd buy Apple stock and Google stock. I'll invest in this thing called the internet, right? I mean, those things are obvious, right? But what would you go for? What would be that thing that you really, really, really want? You know, think about that right now, because you know what? I don't care how old you are, man, you take the right actions because you're thinking the right way, you're focusing on it, you're thinking about it every single day, you're daring to dream. Man, one day, one action at a time, you can still get there, right? You can still get there. It's about these things that we talk about, that focus, right? So do this with me. I'm going to think about my thing. You think about your thing. What is that thing in life that you really, really want? Man, if you were 5 years old and you could start all over again, you would have put more time, energy, and effort, and focus. And this would have happened. You wouldn't be thinking about it right now at this age because it would have been done 10 years ago, right? Because you know, you would know how to focus in on it, the actions and the thoughts that you needed, and you would have just gone straight after it, right? Well, let's think that way now. What is that thing that you really want? All right? You got that picture in your mind? Because again, here at Morning Connection Podcast number 72, you're just going to get better and better and better at it, right? So get that vision right now, knowing that it's going to be a sharper, more colorful. It's going to have more sound, right? What's that experience, that material possession, that feeling, that person? What's that thing that you really, really want? All right. Hey, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line, my sports nutrition line. Whether you want to get big muscles, lose body fat, or just be healthy, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for your continued support. If you're listening to this on iTunes or on skiplacour.com, there's a little tab that you can click, Mass Machine Nutrition, my entire product line. And you can click another link and you can get a video and tell you everything that the supplements will do for you and the things that they won't do for you. I don't make all these promises. Supplements won't work for you unless you do the work as far as your working out and training. There's no magic pills. They're just things that supplement and help out and bolster and augment your efforts. So check that out, Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much. And of course, if you're listening to this on bodybuilding.com, you're just one click away of going to the Mass Machine Nutrition online store. Again, thank you so much for your support. For those of you who are looking to take all your efforts to the next level with your bodybuilding and training, and you love this type of information, this inspiration I talk about life here, then you want to go to skiplacour.com, click Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training program, plus Manformation Alpha Male Leadership Strategies, Results University. You definitely want to get on that if you really want to become a master in the shortest period of time. You want to get this whole bodybuilding training, plus the mindset, this Manformation Alpha Male Leadership Strategies. Invest in my Results University. 26 hours of video, 23 hours of audio and workbooks, plus another 11 and a half hours of Manformation audio. And every single week, I give you a booster shot with that little half hour, little talk every single week. 20 minutes about bodybuilding training, 10 more minutes about Manformation. Just check in until we get the job done. I'm there as your coach, as your friend, as your mentor, as your training partner, every step along the way. And that's Results University at skiplacour.com. Thank you so much for all of you who have already enrolled. I know that you're getting such a value out of that, right? I know that. I've been around a long time. I know the information that's presented out there, so I can confidently say that. And you should know that. I mean, you know, I have this article on bodybuilding.com right now, and you know, some tips. And these are next level tips. These are things that I developed over time. And so there's been a couple people who are on. They say, well, these are great tips, especially for me as a beginner. And so, you know, I tell them, hey, I'm communicating on the comment section. I'm saying, hey, you know, hey, I'm glad these can help you. And the challenge is when you give somebody next level information that took you 10, 15, 20 years to really come up with unique distinctions, they just don't read anywhere. I mean, the majority of the bodybuilding and training information is written by people who've been training like 5 years or less, who are crazy passionate about it. They're doing it as a hobby, and they do a great job. You know, if you're 5 years or under, right? But what if you had a guy who's been doing it for 25 years who is just as passionate, and he's taken his level of knowledge and experience of 25 years, and he presents in a manner that he's been working on for 25 years, right? And you can take that as a beginner, right? And so the challenge is sometimes is that when you give these next level strategies to someone who is just starting off, how do they know? It's like giving a kid a Mercedes-Benz for their 16th birthday. It's their first car. I mean, all their friends can tell them, wow, you're so lucky. What an awesome car that you were given. Or they know it drives very well. It's great performance. And again, they know it, but unless they could compare and contrast, unless, you know, they've driven in that jalopy that breaks down every month or so. And I don't know about you, but I've definitely had a couple of those cars in my day, right? Unless you can compare and contrast high performance versus a low performance car, right? You don't know. You only intellectually know. You don't really know for sure. And so some of these tips that I'm giving, you know, I know that they're going to help these people. It's just that, you know, are they going to appreciate it starting off at such a high level? And I know that's a challenge. And, you know, if you're willing to have that challenge, wow, I'm getting all these great tips. I may not appreciate them, but this is the best place to start. Then you want to invest in Results University. You know what I wanted, the topic that I want to talk about every single morning, you know, I kind of have all these thoughts going on in my head. I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to share in this Morning Connection podcast? What's going to help you? What's something to think about, right? And so, you know, one thing over the last, you know, week or so, right, I'm getting more active on social media as a part of my business plan, connecting with you in this manner. I'm realizing that, you know, people just don't want to know about straight facts and information. They don't want to know just seminar material all the time. They want to get to know the person. That's how it's all working now. And so being more active on social media, letting you know who I am in this type of podcast or Instagram or Facebook. And it's interesting because I've fallen into a couple of traps of, you know, just speaking my mind or just saying something. And I'm realizing the more and more I talk, the more and more I post, the more and more of a chance I have to stepping into some controversial hole, right? And I have no problem speaking my mind. You know, we talk about that Results University. You know how you might get the sense I'm politically correct, just, you know, giving out a taste of information here. You know, when I'm doing Results University on those 30-minute sessions or in my one-on-one phone consultations, I'm not so politically correct. I just boom, 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 just say what's on my mind. Just whatever it takes to get straight to the point, whether I'm cussing or whatever, just to be effective. You know, I pretty much say to my clients, my one-on-one coaching clients that I talk to every single week for half an hour, is, would you rather me be nice and gentle or be effective? Right? Or do whatever it takes to be effective. And they always choose the latter. So sometimes I'm not so nice. Sometimes I'm not so politically correct. And sometimes I may even use a cuss word. Whatever it takes to be effective, right? Well, I'm not necessarily in this mode that mode during just post on the internet, random post, or in these morning connection podcasts. See, it's not important to me. You know how I always talk about the highest and best use of your time and what is that you really, really want? And what is the turkey sandwich, the turkey dinner and not the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Well, I made the determination a long time ago is, you know, I don't necessarily need the accolades of people thinking I'm such a great person or my achievements or accomplishments. You know, that's not important. And maybe that was important to me at a period of time, but it's not important to me now. And maybe it's because I achieved a lot of that. That was great, but those were peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to where I'm really going, right? My big mission, the things that I really want to accomplish for myself and my family, and you're included in that too, right? And so I don't say things on the internet just to be controversial to rile people. I don't really have, you know, time for that. You know what I mean? It's like I don't have time to get into the controversy about unless it builds my business, you know, unless it teaches, unless it's works to my, you know, my major outcome, that's not the highest and best use of my time. And I don't need to change the world to my way of thinking. So if it comes up, it comes up. That's generally the way I feel. I just don't intentionally try to be controversial. But I've noticed that a couple times I'm kind of falling into that. You know, but the point, though, is that, I mean, I guess if it happens, it happens. But I'm finding that I think the more active I become, the more that's going to happen. But it just makes me, you know, think about what, there's people who get a lot of pride in that, and they'll defend that, you know, hey, look, I got to speak my mind. I'm just being me. I'm just being me. If they don't like it, I'm just speaking the truth. Well, that's your version of the truth, number one, the way you see it, and that's fine. Not necessarily a unanimous decision that that's the truth or it wouldn't need to be said, right? And, you know, you got to examine your motives. Is it really to change the world? Do you really think you're going to change the world? Or are you doing that for your own significance, your own importance, right? Is that all that stress and all that energy that you do, whether it's, you know, whatever group you're on or the internet, is that really to get you to your highest purpose in life? Or you dealing with some ego or some issues, you know, right here and now, right? And it reminds me of a story of this multimillionaire, right? This multimillionaire, just a super achiever. And he has, you know, his family was, where they were just normal working people, you know, struggling with their bills, just average jobs, whatever, right? And so he talked about the story with his brother who, you know, was about his same age. And his brother was on the phone. The family had this gathering. Everybody was together. And he was on his phone, you know, arguing with the phone company because they overcharged him $10 on his bill. Or he believed that they overcharged him $10 on his phone bill. And so, you know, the family was having a party, a get-together. And this guy got himself so worked up. He talked about what he was going to he's going to say and how they overcharge him. Damn these phone companies and everything like that. So there's a big buildup, all the adrenaline flowing, all the, you know, cortisol, whatever all that stress does to your body, getting all his family, anybody who would listen, he would all the adrenaline flowing, all the, you know, cortisol, whatever all that stress does to your body, getting all his family, anybody who would listen, he would tell him about the battle he was just about to get on the phone with this phone company. Then he was in the battle itself. I want to speak to your supervisor. All the time and energy that it took, right? And so he went through that process, you know, however long that took. Let's just say it took a half an hour on the phone. And then afterwards, he had to debrief himself and come down from the stress and talk to all his family on and on and on about how he won that victory. He got that $10 credit that he deserved. And so now, I don't know, he's got, you know, a couple hours invested now when he should be, he could be, I should say, could be enjoying this time with his family at this party. And involving them all, getting the tension high. I mean, who knows, taking a few heartbeats off of his life or whatever. And so my multimillionaire friend said to him, I go, man, is that worth it? Is that worth, you know, $10, all that time and energy and effort? And again, the brother who, with the average job, struggling with his bills, said to the multimillionaire, he said, it's not about the money. It's not about the $10. It's about the principle of the whole thing. You know, man, you got to watch the $10 here because it stacks up and blah, blah, blah. It's a whole mindset that leads to, you know, you'll never make money if you let the $10 go or something like that, right? You know, that rationale, right? And just stop and think. Stop and think about that in your life, where that can apply to your life. And think about who he was talking to. He was talking to a multimillionaire who took the time to have him question that. Because obviously, the multimillionaire didn't pat his brother on the back. Good job. You keep on doing that, you're going to be a multimillionaire like me. But here was a guy who was struggling, talking about the importance and the priority of fighting for $10 to the multimillionaire. Arguing with the multimillionaire of what's the highest and best use of his time, yet he's struggling. And I thought about that story, you know, so many times for two reasons. One is, you know, I constantly am evaluating what's the highest and best use of my time. You know, I really enjoy doing this Morning Connection podcast. I really do. I think that I get a lot out of it. Hell, my wife gets a lot out of it. If I tell her, hey, make it a part of your day to listen to my Morning Connection podcast, because if you ever want to know what's going on in your husband's mind in this whole journey, I pretty much get up in the morning and I kind of dump all my thoughts of that particular day. I mean, you know, Miss Jules, you talk about this is a great way to get to know me. This is a great way for my wife to get to know me in situations and conversations that we may never have. Right? So with this Morning Connection podcast, I have to constantly evaluate, is this the highest and best use of my time? It doesn't matter how much I love it. If this doesn't work to my business plan, if this doesn't work, you know, to my overall business goals, for my family, for myself, then I have to stop doing it. I can't just do it because I like it, right? I constantly have to value what's the highest and best use of my time. And so, you know, the story about the $10 phone bill discrepancy, you know, makes me think all the time. The other thing it makes me think about, and you'll see this all the time, you know, on the internet, is that some expert, right? Somebody who wants to take the time, who's been there and back, wants to offer you a different way of looking at things. No disrespect to the way you look at things, but in their opinion, that's not how you're going to get to wherever it is you say you want to go. And maybe you're tied up in emotions, feelings, significance. Whatever you think is important may not be all that important, no matter how sold you are on it. And so when a coach or a mentor, someone who I assume has your respect because the proof's in the pudding, right? And you're not doing things to knock them down so you don't have to deal with it, right? But somebody you respect, they're telling you that, hey, maybe that's not the right way to look at things, no matter, you know, how much they make sense to you. And then you attack, or you tell the expert, you tell the person who's been where you want to go times 10, you tell them how it should be, right? And to me, it sounds so obvious, right, that you should be listening to the person. But I can look back on my life. Man, I've had so many mentors that I've done the same thing. Oh, they don't understand the big picture, right? So where does that show up for you? I see this all the time with my coaching and mentoring all the time. It doesn't happen too much. It doesn't happen too much because, you know, usually when someone, you know, makes the effort and they invest in themselves, they put some skin in the game, I have pretty much a more captive type of audience. They're ready to learn. They're really ready to put away their way of thinking, and they're more receptive, right? And it's probably because, you know, they have some skin in the game. They don't have money to waste. They don't have time to waste. They've already gone through the pain, and they've come to me. But I can think of times where I was just got myself into a situation that was a free situation that it really didn't matter. There wasn't anything online. So I could say that I wanted to improve, but at the same time, I really didn't listen to the person that I put so much time and energy to connect with, to pick their brain. The good thing about it is, you know, maybe I didn't appreciate or understand or follow their lessons immediately, but later on, I see, and sometimes it's 10 years later, I am following their advice and learning their lessons. It just took me a longer journey. So if I can get you to do that sooner rather than later. And, you know, on when I free information on the bulletin board or asking questions or on Facebook or social media, you know, I keep that in mind that that is a different group of people with different motivations as I coach and guide them. You'll see that a lot of times. If you look at, you know, my thread on bodybuilding.com, when somebody comes in who's certain of this is the way it works and they're just looking for validation, you know, I don't necessarily give them validation because I don't necessarily believe in the way they're going about it, but I can see how it could work and I can see that they're comfortable with it. It took them a lot to get that certainty and confidence. And if they keep on going, maybe next year at this time, they'll find the other way. So unless it's just totally ridiculous, and I know that they're looking for validation, I'll just let them go through. I won't fight them. I won't challenge them. That's not the highest and best use of my time because it's not going to be effective, right? I don't know. Here's some things to think about during our Morning Connection podcast. Hey, keep those emails coming. Send me your Morning Connection introduction. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day. And we'll connect again tomorrow.